My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
This is the Rich Eisen Show. Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Kansas City wins the game.
First things first, Reed. Have you won anything 3 years in a row in your life?
Nothing I can think of.
Do you talk about it open?
We're kind of in the realm of not talking about the past too much.
Today's guests: Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce, 49ers quarterback Brock Purdy, Pro Football Hall of Famer Charles Woodson, Ravens running back Derrick Henry, actor Paul Rudd, and now it's Rich Eisen.
That's right. That's correct. Welcome to this edition of the Rich Eisen Show. It is back to football week. We just saw a college football palooza of a weekend, and now we are set for the National Football League to begin in 48 hours from this very conversation we're having live on the Roku channel and the Roku Sports channel. We will be taking all of this show on the road to Kansas City starting tomorrow for a three-day residency in the home of the two-time defending Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs. We are going to be in the city of the NFL 2024 season opener, and it is going to be glorious. But first, we have quite the program in store for you today, whether you're watching on the Roku Sports Channel or listening on this Rich Eisen Show terrestrial radio affiliate, Sirius XM, Odyssey, TuneIn, and more. Our podcast listeners, you've got 3 hours in store. That's pretty awesome. We're all excited to say hello to Travis Kelce in 20 minutes' time. And as if that's not enough, we also have Brock Purdy on this program to be fair and balanced from the season kickoff opener, Derrick Henry of the Ravens, Charles Woodson, our Pro Football Hall of Fame friend from the Raiders and the Packers, and of course, my alma mater, the University of Michigan. He'll be joining us in the middle of hour number two. It's an overreaction Monday on a Tuesday edition of that particular popular segment. The season preview edition of Overreaction Monday should have been in your podcast inboxes on Labor Day. We appreciate everybody who's been checking that out and then getting you set potentially for your fantasy leagues. In hour number three, a fantasy football diehard who is going to continue the tradition of choosing our team name for our fantasy team that we are going to win with in our league that we do with the fantasy footballers. The great Paul Rudd will be joining us on the program in hour three.
That draft actually just ended. So
that's
good.
Correct. Good.
It finally ended.
Travis Kelce, Derrick Henry, Brock Purdy, Charles Woodson, Paul Rudd, and you at 844-204-RICH being the number to dial. We already see phone lines lighting. Greatly appreciative of that. So now that we've got that order of business out of the way, good to see you, Christopher Brockman.
Rich, great to be seeing. I'm so fired up. College was so great over the weekend. Pumped to go to KC. Let's go.
Good to see you, DJ Mikey Diaz and D's Nuts. How are you,
sir? Good morning,
sir?
Rich. Good morning.
Good to see you, TJ Jefferson. The candle is lit. What's going on?
What's going on, Rich? I'll tell you what's going on. Burnt ends, baked beans, mac and cheese,
all about
brisket.
Food.
I can't wait to get to Kansas City to get this grub.
We might go out tonight. By the way, if you're in KC, late night tonight, you might see me and TJ at a spot.
Okay, great. Fantastic.
Let's go.
Getting a grub on.
Well, I'll be still here hosting the NFL Network NFL Game Day morning season preview show that's on at 8 Eastern tonight, and then I'll hop on a plane to join you guys tomorrow. It's a double dip for me today. I thought when you said burnt ends, you meant Florida State.
You know, Rich,
By the way, I tried to tell y'all last week they're not making the playoff. Nobody wanted to listen.
You guys are so ignorant, man.
Nobody wanted to listen. So I told you.
We'll talk about that on this program. 844-204-RICH.
That was unnecessary.
That was great.
Bill O'Brien can coordinate an offense, guys. Bob is let it be known. He's in college football. Again, 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. You know what? I'm going to start this show off with a top five list.
Oh, already.
That's right. Oh, we got you. It's Guestapalooza, right?
It is Guestapalooza.
It is a tradition that we conduct here every year. We kick off NFL kickoff week with my top storylines of the 2024 season. And I've been cultivating this caper like the Lufthansa heist over the last 6 months, ever since we started this machine and turning it back on again with free agency. And then, of course, the combine and the draft and all of that business all the way through to training camps. And even still, some of these storylines are playing out before kickoff, depending on who signs and who does not. But these are season-long storylines, and I try to make them as broad as possible because there are 32 fan bases that say, I've got one particular team that I'm keen in and on and what the storyline is. But here we go. The top five storylines of the 2024 National Football League season. Hit it.
Here we go.
High five. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Rich's top five.
All right, here we go. Are you ready? The top five storylines of the 2024 National Football League season that begins on Thursday night in Kansas City. Number five on this list, is there a savior in the rookie quarterback class in 2024? Yay or nay? Is Caleb Williams finally the guy that Chicago's been waiting for? Is Jaden Daniels the guy that will lead the Commanders into a whole new world with a new ownership group and a new stadium around the corner? Is Jaden Daniels the guy? Will we see a significant amount of Drake May this season? Will he prove to clearly be the guy? And what about Bo Nix, who's starting in Denver? Can he be the sneaky quarterback savior that a lot of folks in Denver are hoping he can at least bring some stability and some playoff confidence for Sean Payton's team? And is Michael Penix going to get any run? Obviously, we know J.J. McCarthy is out for the season, but will we see somebody step to the fore in a way the 2021 draft class certainly has really yet to? We know Trevor Lawrence is still with his team. Everybody else is spread out all over the map. Number five, is there a savior in the rookie quarterback class? That will be a season-long storyline arc. Number four, I'm going to drill down on just one team and one quarterback in particular. Guy was on a career path to the Hall of Fame right from jump. Self-made man. Made the most of his first opportunity, busted the door down, and put a Lombardi trophy in the Pacific Northwest. Russell Wilson's last stand is storyline number four of my top five storylines for the 2024 season. What's going to go down for him? What opportunity is in front of him today, week one against the Atlanta Falcons? What opportunity is sitting there, and how long will he be able to stay the starting quarterback? Or will that just not even be a question? He'll just come out and he'll look like the Russ of old, and the Russ that cooked. Now we'll have a new hashtag, let Russ smelt in Pittsburgh, PA.
Possible, man.
I understand this is a division chock full of storylines with the Ravens. Can they be a one seed again? Lamar, how will he defend his MVP championship? Joe Burrow coming back from an injury. Deshaun Watson, can he return to elite status? But Russell Wilson's last stand for the Pittsburgh Steelers and Mike Tomlin placing a very stout defensive-led team in his hands with a new offensive coordinator is definitely a season-long storyline.
Here we go.
For me, number three, went back and forth on this one. Because the Lions, to me, are a terrific storyline to look at the entire season. And the Roar Restoration Project that damn near had that team in the Super Bowl last season. And Brad Holmes, the general manager of the Lions, saying last week, the goal is to win a Super Bowl. How many times have you seen a Lions general manager say that out loud with a straight face and mean it and everybody can believe it? And I understand the Eagles getting new coordinators and what they can do to get back to the Super Bowl are of interest, but I'm going to go here. What will the Niners do in their last ride with an affordable Brock Purdy? Paying everybody. Trent Williams is making his way to San Francisco in time for the opener against the Jets, for which Brandon Ayuk has already been in the fold for almost an entire week. Purdy, this will be his last year as being known as Mr. Irrelevant, because he will be Mr. Relevant with a contract that most likely starts annually with a six and a ton of zeros after it. And he can look around the locker room, and the Niners can look around the locker room and wonder, are we going to be able to keep this team together? Although, believe it or not, they have currently a league-best $50 million in cap room right now for this year. But that said, they are well positioned, I think, to play deep into the future for their window of opportunity here. But Purdy making as much money as he's going to make in the coming years, how are they going to be able to keep everyone together? That's number three. And to see how they play all season long. Number two, though, I'm drilling down on one team, and you know it. It's interesting. The Niners re-signing, you know, or extending McCaffrey, and extending Ayuk, and extending Trent Williams, and paying these guys, technically, they're also going all in with their current roster. But we're only talking about one team going all in. Number two storyline, season-long storyline for 2024. The Dallas Cowboys all-in season. I think it's self-explanatory. Every game. And even if they do re-sign Dak before the season, every game will be having a boiling pot, hoping to place a lid on it for January in a win-or-go-home situation. The Dallas Cowboys, all-in season, the way that they have approached this season, based on the way last season ended, the way they have reacted to being one-and-done by a young Packers team, 100%, has a ripple effect in the 2024 pond that will keep on rippling. With their coach not signed past this season, and Dak, as of presently, not signed past this season, no quarterback signed past this season. That's number two. Number one is clear. I think everybody knows it. The top season-long storyline of the 2024 NFL season is the Chiefs' three-peat attempt. Only 8 teams have attempted it beforehand. 3 teams have made it as far as the championship game. The Steelers in the 70s. The Niners made it as far as the NFC championship game with George Seifert. And then we also know another championship game appearance occurred previously in this run as well. 2 teams didn't even make the playoffs. How far will the Chiefs go? That is the question. And is it possible that we see the first ever three-peat in the history of the National Football League? Those are the top 5 season-long storylines.
You think we need one more?
Sure.
All right, we'll get one more.
And I'll drill down on one other team here, too. And this has nothing to do with me. Please understand this has nothing to do with me. This really has zero to do with me. But the Aaron Rodgers mulligan season.
Yeah, I was shocked it didn't make your initial 5.
I think the other 5 are, you know, significant enough. And still, again, this is still a New York story in many ways, I think. But Rodgers is as internationally known as there is. But the Jets are better, guys, now than they were last year entering the season. The offensive line is a totally different beast. I think defensively they are better. And, hey, listen, you could sit here and say he was trying to make it back last season and he was doing things that, you know, 39-year-old humans with a repaired Achilles shouldn't be doing, even if thinking about attempting a comeback last season. So you assumed he would make it this season? He's still a 40-year-old guy with a repaired Achilles who hasn't played more than just 5 snaps in year and a half. And the fact that the Jets get a mulligan season with Aaron Rodgers was not a given last year. They get one. What do they do with it? With a Bills team that does appear to be ready to be plucked from the top of this division. The Dolphins look terrific. As you all know, last week we predicted the AFC East, and I think we all said the Dolphins are going to win it. Didn't we say that?
Yeah.
All of us?
I think we all had the same.
But what are the Jets going to do in their Aaron Rodgers mulligan season? And we're going to see him on a Monday night. We're seeing him on a Thursday night, week three. We're seeing him on a Sunday night against Pittsburgh. Once again, the NFL is putting them front and center. And those are my top storylines for the 2024 NFL season. Season long, beginning to end.
Let's go, man. We're here.
What say you? 844-204-RICH, number to dial. Cowboys are going all in, Pally boy.
I mean, it finally makes sense to me.
What is?
With the all-in.
But it's kind of funny. No, the Niners are all in, too, with the same team. I mean, they have added some players. And, you know, Ricky Pearsall, unfortunately.
How crazy is that?
Well, unfortunately, well, he's missing the first 4 weeks. Yeah. Fortunately, he's alive.
Yeah, most importantly.
You know, the Niners are stacked. And they're just decided, we got, and it makes sense. You almost won a Super Bowl last year. You went to the, you were leading in overtime. Words nobody's ever said for a Super Bowl before.
So, Rich, let me ask you quickly before we go to break. Like, what happens, right? Let's say with the Niners, let's say they don't win the Super Bowl this year, right? And they've got to pay Brock that contract.
Well,
that
again, they have $50 million in cap space right now. And so, I'm not going to sit here and say that they're done. That was actually an overreaction Monday subject, I believe, 2 weeks ago on our pod, where you threw out there that the Niners, this is their last chance to win a Super Bowl in the window. This is their last window of opportunity because Purdy's going to get paid. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to buy that. But you could say this is their last best chance with this roster. Easy. I mean, how are they going to be able to fit everybody in a $60 million quarterback?
Yeah,
just ask Jerry Jones about the pie.
Not gonna look the same.
All right, we'll take a break. Travis Kelce of the Kansas City Chiefs.
Killer Trav.
It's been a while since we've talked to Killer Trav. Lots has happened since we last talked to him. That's next. This is a kickoff week edition of the 2024 NFL season of the Rich Eisen Show. This episode is brought to you by FX's The Old Man, starring Jeff Bridges and John Lithgow. The hit show returns as the stakes get higher and more secrets are uncovered. The former CIA agent sets off on his most important mission to date, to recover his daughter after she's kidnapped. FX's The Old Man premieres September 12th on FX. Stream on Hulu. Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people. You love their jingle? You're going to love their friendly, helpful service even better because they're in the business of keeping your car on the road. And the parts knowledge they have, it's all you need for your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll find you just the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fixed, or quick service? They'll help you there and find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. So stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/EISEN. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Back here on the program. Hey, so is this a good part to throw it out here, or that we're live on the Roku Sports Channel, but not on the Rich Eisen Show Fast Channel? Is that what's happening?
Correct. Right, correct. I think they're in the process of filtering everything to the Sports Channel.
Okay. We'll mention it when the radio audience gets back. Okay. Yeah. Sounds good.
We just got some tweets, and so I was, new link.
So, hey, guys. It took me about a half of college football season to look for some red wine, to uncork a new bottle of red.
Slow start for you guys, to say the least. We can't all be Syracuse.
Oh, God.
Just dropping dimes.
Okay.
Kyle McCord. I think he just threw another touchdown.
Okay, very good.
Get ready.
I'm glad the ACC appears open for business.
Yeah. I mean, Cam Ward was amazing. Miami looked back. But Miami's been back every year, I think, for the last decade. But
should we put out a poll question, like which Florida team is feeling it today?
Well, did you guys see that thing that I sent you? It was the first time that Florida State and Florida lost by double digits at home on opening weekend since the 70s.
Jeez. Yeah.
Yeah, rough.
So we'll discuss that. Again, also with you, phone lines are lighting, 844-204-RICH, number to dial. Penn State took care of business against West Virginia.
Good start.
Yeah, quarterback there looks good.
Yeah. Drew Aller, right?
Yeah.
Quarterback play at college, Aller, I think, is going to be sneaky fun this year.
And Arch got in.
Yeah.
Yeah. People went nuts.
Arch got in.
Yeah.
Man, I'm...
You know what I don't want to see Arch play next week.
No, you don't.
I'm one day closer.
I don't want to see it. I just want Arch with his helmet square on.
You
next
don't
week.
Want Arch.
Back on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network. I'm sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. It's been a while since we chatted with Travis Kelce, and I had an opportunity to Zoom with him just over the weekend, and here's the contents. Joining me now here in advance of yet another title defense and season kickoff for the Kansas City Chiefs and a banner raise is first ballot Hall of Famer and one of the best of the best, Travis Kelce. How are you, sir? What's going on?
Rich, it's been too long, brother. It's been too long, man.
It certainly has. And, you know, I just was getting ready. This is year 12 for you. Year dozen.
12. These things are flying by.
They sure are. You know, and I don't think because of everything that's gone on with you and your career and how you're blowing up, you are the second draft choice of Andy Reid's in Kansas City after Eric Fisher.
That's right. Yeah. 2013 when he came over from Philly. It was Eric Fisher. And then we didn't have a second round pick, but I was the first pick taken in the third round.
Did he call you? Like, what was your draft? Like, where were you?
Oh, yeah.
Walk me through your draft day.
Oh yeah, I love telling the story. So I get a call from a Missouri number, and an Ohio kid like me had no idea that Kansas City was located in Missouri. And sure enough, I'm thinking it's the St. Louis Rams because they were still in St. Louis at that time.
Right.
So I'm thinking I'm going to get a call from St. Louis, and I'm not going to lie, we had one or two guys from the University of Cincinnati go to St. Louis before, and it just wasn't the team. They didn't have any legs at that point before they moved to LA. And so I was kind of like bummed when I saw the Missouri number. And then all of a sudden I answer it and it's Coach Reed. And it's just the most exciting. It went from like, I get to play for Coach Reed because I had heard so much good things from everybody in the Eagles organization that my brother was tied to. And obviously my brother had nothing but the best things to say about how great of a coach he was. And he immediately like kind of like centered my excitement. It was like, hey, are you going to screw this up? Are you going to? Am I doing the right thing by taking you? And I'm
that's
just and immediately he
that's
set
what he
the
said?
Bar.
That's what he said?
I promise you. And then I promised him myself that I really wanted to, like, be the best pick he ever had. I was just so thankful that he was taking a chance on me. And then immediately he's like, all right, is your brother around? Put him on the phone. And it was kind of like just reassuring him that that I was the right pick. And my brother's just, yes, sir. I'll make sure that he keeps his head on straight. So it was one of my favorite stories.
So that was the, like, you didn't know it at the time, like the first ever episode of the New Heights podcast, pretty much right there, right? You're like
right
piloting
there.
That.
With
Andy Reid as your first guest. That is so funny, man. And you are like you're the only guy on offense that remembers what it was like there in a pre Mahomes era too.
Oh yeah.
You know?
Oh yeah. It's me and James Winchester, our long snapper. I think we're the only two left from the pre Mahomes era.
Well, I mean, there's Jones on defense too, right? Chris Jones, I think, was he there a year before you or something
I think you're right. I think you're right. I think he did sneak in with Alex Smith. Yeah, you got me.
He had.
I will
had
say his... this though, on the offensive side. On the offensive side, it's so funny seeing the offense be, you know, my first couple years, give Jamal Charles the ball. I always just tell everybody, our offense is give Jamal the ball. Like, we want that ball in his hands as much as possible. And now it's so much fun letting Mahomes get the keys to the car and see him just absolutely take over the league, man.
Yeah, I'm just, what do you sit back at any point in time and just go, holy crap, what is happened here? And you are in an opportunity to three-peat, Travis, and yeah. It's real. I mean, it is totally real. Do you ever have a moment like that?
I'll tell you what, it's fun every year to kind of look back and see how far you come and everything. And it's just so much more exciting to see where this thing can go. And then it's been like that since Coach Reed drafted me here. Every single year, it's felt like we kind of took that stepping stone to get to where we are today. And what an unbelievable challenge that we got ahead of us, knowing that, you know, doing it 2 years in a row. Last year, I felt like we had our target on our back, the bullseye on our back, that everybody was taking their best shot at. And it's even going to be even more that this year, knowing that, you know, we do have this routine and that system set by Coach Reed to keep getting better every single year and every single week throughout the year. So, you know, it's the beginning product isn't the same as the end product. And, you know, it's just it's so much fun getting to experience these challenges year in, year out, these new challenges that get you excited to play football, man.
So the challenge is being the first one to ever do it. Like, you're openly talking about it, like, clearly winning the Super Bowl is the goal.
I haven't talked to a single guy on this team about three-peating since we won the Super Bowl last year. And I think that's an ode to Coach Reed and just how great of a leader he is to keep looking forward. You know, this thing isn't over with yet. We were able to get a lot of the guys from last year's team back in the building, and the pockets a little bit more full than they were last year. And it's just fun seeing everybody get paid and stay here in Kansas City, wanting to build this thing and wanting to just, you know, attack the day. And I think I mentioned it earlier, we have this system in place that we just keep getting better every single week. And, you know, you can't think about the Super Bowl or the three-peat. You got to keep winning games and taking on everyone's best shot and just keep getting better as a team throughout the year.
Yeah, but this is history, man. I'll be honest. Like, I'm kind of surprised nobody at any point in time, you don't think even maybe before Thursday opening night, somebody says, like, this is our time and we're going to do it and people can't believe that we have a chance, all that sort of, none at all, zero.
Everybody's just focused on the now. We're focused on Baltimore. We know we're not going to get to the playoffs without playing our tails off in the regular season and getting off to a great start. And Baltimore is a hungry, hungry team. You know, they were, you know, the number one seed in the AFC last year. Just that alone sets the tone of, you know, this is the AFC kind of rematch here. The top dogs in our conference, and we just we're excited about that challenge, man.
Are you and Mahomes gonna warm up in Justin Tucker's zone again? Is that gonna happen again?
Yeah, I don't know. That was Tucker's home field, so I don't know how his routine is on this side of things. I got nothing but love for Tucker. He was kind of giving me the wink and laughing about it last year, and I don't know. I just wasn't in a laughing mood, but it was an interesting interaction that caught a lot of wind. So we'll see what happens this year, but just know I got nothing but love for Justin Tucker, man.
Dude, we were on the air on NFL Game Day morning, and we had this whole segment about just breaking down the X's and O's of the game, the AFC Championship game, uh-huh. Chiefs versus that Ravens defense. And then that video came in, and we just chucked the rundown right out the window. That's, honestly, that's all we talked about for 10, 15 minutes about, you know, it's whose turf is it and what's going on. And then I think you picked up like what his kicking sort of stand, and you flung it out the back of the end zone. And we were all taking sides. We're like, you know, it was funny.
You don't want your quarterback to step on anything, you know? So I was just making sure my QBs were safe and, you know, just politely. I politely moved it.
Level-headed Travis Kelce here in advance of the Thursday night kickoff against the Baltimore Ravens. All right, so what about, you know, you, man? Are you thinking your dozen, you know, you get a shot at a three-peat, and are you looking at this as maybe your last year? Like, just walk through the front door here, brother.
Man, I'll tell you what, I'm still enjoying coming to work. I'm not dreading practices, and, you know, I – I had my guy, Julian Edelman, jump on New Heights with me and my brother last year. Uh-huh. And he was mentioning, you know, he had to hang it up when he couldn't go out there and practice, when he couldn't get out there and work on his craft to feel like he's, you know, accountable for the guys next to him. That's when he kind of started questioning. And I'm just having so much fun. And I'm just, you know, just so appreciative and so fortunate that I've been able to come into year 12 and still have this energy and this love and the ability to go out there and get to work, man.
How much did you think about it after winning a second time? How
Not, it didn't cross my mind one bit. I think the excitement of the challenge of this year and being able to maybe do it a third time in a row, I think that alone was all I needed to come back. And I mean, that was instant thought. So it was never even a chance and hope that I wasn't coming back this year.
Really? Just because, again, the opportunity for, and again, I know you're not talking to your guys about
it. It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Yeah, 100%.
That you're able to just say, you could say something for the rest of your life, that you're part of that first ever and what you and Mahomes and Reed have built. Pretty much it.
Oh, yeah.
You're
saying. These are some of the challenges in football that really, what is it? I think only 5 or 6 teams have had the chance to do. Like, that's a very rare achievement to even get the opportunity to have that challenge, you know? And I just think that it's so unique, and I'm just excited to be able to, you know, lace them up still and play at a high level.
And then, because again, I mean, you and your bro have honestly the hottest podcast that's out there, a 9-figure deal you just signed. If I'm not mistaken, are you doing game shows now? Are you hosting a game show? What is this?
Oh, yeah. Are you smarter than a celebrity, man? We'll have to get you on next season.
Yeah, I mean,
see if you can answer some first sixth grade elementary school questions.
When do we see that? When does this hit?
This hits in September, I believe. September 20th, somewhere around there, 29th maybe.
And that's all. Let's get this out here, because I'm sure people are going to start going crazy, because anything you do, people start, you know, spinning out of control. This is all in the can, right? You shot this in the summer?
This is done? Oh, yeah. This was all back in, I think, April. Yeah, okay. We did all this in the off season. I am – once I'm locked in, once football starts in late August, man, I am locked in, and I'm thinking about ball.
And then, you know, the SNL, the American Girl doll sketch, brother. I'm serious. Like that. When that was placed in front of you, what did you think for a sec? Maybe I shouldn't. Maybe I should, because, you know,
I trusted everybody at SNL. You know, I'm here for laughs, man. I grew up, you know, with a desire and really a dream to maybe be on SNL one day in my life. And sure enough, I find myself behind that door and coming into the studio every single day and working on these skits. And I'm just having, you know, a full circle moment in life. How life can come full circle, where you're sitting on the couch as a little kid watching Farley and the Sandman, and all of a sudden you're getting a text from Adam Sandler afterwards telling you crushed it, man. It's such a unique and unbelievable feeling. And yeah, I didn't shy away from any skit that they had. I'm a big team effort guy, so I was in it for the whole set of everything.
You committed to the bit, brother. That is for damn sure. I mean, you only know one speed is basically what you're saying.
Pretty much. Once that camera's on, baby, you just gotta go full send.
Are you coming for my job? Is that basically what
you? No. I want to work with you, Rich.
Okay.
I want to work with you.
Because I'm just saying, I mean, game shows.
That's the dream. The dream is to work with Rich Eisen.
Well, I mean, listen, we can make these dreams realities, but it is pretty cool, man. It's amazing how I get texts about you from my children now. Travis, this is now a new thing for me. So, like,
this.
Did you see Travis dancing in the Eras Tour in London? And I'm like, okay, they're informing me about stuff that's happening with you. How much
dancing is a stretch?
How much prep work needed to go in for that one? How much? Prep
I'm not going to lie, it wasn't a lot. It wasn't a lot. Taylor knew when the lights are on, I'm going to have some fun. And she put me in a position to where I didn't have to do much for it to be a success. She put me in a really comfortable part of the show. And I was just there not to screw anything up. I mentioned it on New Heights. I just didn't want to drop her when I was carrying her on that stage. That would have been the most embarrassing thing I could have ever done. So just getting her to the couch was the hardest part.
Well, you're known for completing, you know, the process of the catch, man. I mean, like, you can't fumble possession there. But there was never in a moment where Taylor looked at you and goes, "Are you sure you have this?" Because I know.
Oh, for sure. There was definitely that extra, like, wait, are you sure you want to do this?
Right.
But she was so fun about it. And, you know, I'm always down to have some fun on stage with Tay-Tay.
I love it. And is it true? Mahomes dropped this one. Is she calling plays or is she drawing up plays or what's happening here?
You
is
know, she does love plays? She has just been so open to learning the game. She didn't know much about the rules and everything. And I think what makes her so good in her profession is that she's so detailed in every aspect of it, from the words to the music to, you know, even the releases and the music videos and everything. She's so detailed and a part of it that I think she was just curious about the profession. And I don't think any of the none of the plays have gotten to Coach Reed yet. But if they ever do, I'll make sure everyone knows it was her creation.
But they exist? Like there are actually something written down on a piece of paper?
She's a little biased. She's a little biased and just creates plays for me. So we'll see if they can make it to Coach Reed's his office.
She's scheming you open is basically what you're saying. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Well, you just got to give me the option. You know, that's basically.
Mahomes should have said.
I'm letting her know. Give me the option. I'll figure it out.
Mahomes should have said the behind the back play was hers. That we should have had. We should have had that. Beautiful, man. Well, listen, I can't wait to see what you got cooked up for the season.
Oh yeah. We're excited, man. We're excited. You know, one game at a time, baby.
Okay. And so what do you think is going to go through your mind Thursday night? You're in the tunnel, Arrowhead, place is going nuts, you know. Gosh, banners already been raised, back, the whole thing. What's
football
going on?
Back. You're making the hair on the back of my neck stand up right now just talking about it, man. It's just there's nothing better than coming out the first game of the season, knowing that you got the first game of the season. That excitement, that buzz in the air already in the city is electric. And it's just going to be so much fun getting back out in front of the Chiefs Kingdom and playing my tail off for the guys next to me, man. It's what I've learned to love to do. It's one of my favorite things to do in the world, man.
Well, congrats on everything, man. Year 12, which is an achievement in itself, regardless of everything else that's gone on in your life, and you and your brother are killing it. I can't wait to see him on Monday nights. He's going to be great. He's going to be great at it. He really will be.
I got a feeling he's going to absolutely kill it, man. I appreciate that. It's going to be fun seeing him on camera doing something different.
And everything else going on with you and your pod and your business and obviously your personal life that everybody's interested in, and you're handling it all like the same guy I knew from jump 12 years ago, man. So congrats on all that.
I appreciate that, big guy. And it's just having fun in life, man. I'm got the seatbelt on and I'm just riding this roller coaster, man. It's a good time to it's just a fun time in life right now.
All right, I'll see you in Kansas City. Thanks for the time, Travis.
Rich, you're the best, big guy.
Right back at you. That's Travis Kelce right here prior to Thursday night kickoff.
Fun times.
I mean, he's just an all-time great human.
You remember when he first came in here, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He came in here, and he was the tight end that wore Gronk's number and had some abilities that looked like Gronk's and had some... Well, had some issues holding back his anger.
Kind of an attitude issue. You know, right? He had the flag. He threw the flag at the official the one year and got...
Lost his cool. Yeah, Andy Reid had to talk to him about keeping his cool.
Yeah. And you're wondering, like, man, if this guy ever gets it together, controls his emotions and channels it into his play, could be something great. It was a little higher register back then. And now
first ballot Hall of Famer.
First ballot Hall of Famer.
Without a doubt.
Yeah, without a doubt.
May have every record known to all tight ends.
Yeah.
And is one of the most famous people on the planet.
Yeah, would you say he's one of the faces of the league?
Well, not just the league, but of pop culture. Yeah. Honestly, sports. He's the first gentleman of pop culture.
That's pretty funny.
I'm serious. I think you're right. And pop culture. Guys, in Frankfurt last year, we were at the Chiefs' first practice. And Peter King was there.
Peter
came up to me and he goes, "Do you remember this much media in Munich?" And I said, it was pretty wild, but no. The cameras and the microphones and the reporters were all there. And it wasn't because the Chiefs were the defending Super Bowl champs. They were there for Travis Kelce. Fact. Fact. In Frankfurt, the international media wanted a glimpse of Travis Kelce. And that's his life now.
That's his, oh yeah, yeah.
That is his life.
For sure.
And I just think it's so refreshing the way he talks about his girlfriend and obviously goes about his football business. And the three-peat is real, gents. The three-peat is flat out real. More than, and again, I don't know if because it was just 20 years ago. But flat out real in a way that it didn't feel that real for the Patriots.
Well, I don't know. Because media is different. That's why.
Don't you think?
It's 100% media.
Yeah.
In my opinion. I'm also a
Patriots fan. Made it as far as the divisional round against the Broncos.
Yeah.
Lost on the road. They, by the way, because they went 10-6. They went 10-6 and still won the division. Thanks to the AFC East fell down flat.
Yeah. And Champ Bailey fumbled out the end zone and they didn't call it.
Well, there was a lot going on in that game.
Yeah.
So 844-204-RICH, number to dial. Derrick Henry next hour, Brock Purdy next hour, Charles Woodson next hour, and you throughout. If you are, by the way, trying to find us on Roku, we're on the Roku Sports channel now, live. So the channel that we re-air on is just going to show re-airs. You want to see the live version of the show, please go to the Roku Sports channel. Did you tweet out a link if you're anybody out there?
I tweeted out a link now, so just go to our Rich Eisen Show Twitter page.
Because we're getting a lot of tweets, and we greatly appreciate people who are sending us messages like, hey, where are you? We're there. Just, again, you can also go to the sports interface on the Roku platform, as well as just say Rich Eisen Show into your remote device, and you can find us on the Roku channel. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. We'll talk a little college football when we come back. The Rich Eisen Show is sponsored by Grainger. Does this sound familiar? You're a maintenance specialist, and you've been squaring off with a leaky radiator at your facility for hours. You're both drenched in sweat. You've thrown the whole playbook at it, but so far it's got an answer for everything. What you need is a teammate, a pro who's seen it all before, and that's Grainger. With support specialists always ready to chat, the product you need, plus a million more, just give this ringer a ring. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by one of their local branches. Listeners, please welcome a real finance nerd from our sponsor, NerdWallet. Hey, Sean.
Hey, Rich. Thanks for having me.
We all know NerdWallet for their credit card comparisons, but there's more to it than that, right?
So much more. Even for credit cards, it's not the basic this card versus that card. With us, you can filter for features you want, add your top cards to a comparison table, and get access to exclusive offers.
Smarter tools, smarter financial decisions.
Exactly. Beyond credit cards, we research and review thousands of other financial products, from high-yield savings accounts to mortgage lenders, so you can find the smartest products.
Hear that, world? NerdWallet is not just credit cards.
Thanks for that important PSA, Rich.
And where exactly should people go to compare and find these credit cards and savings account and mortgage rates and more?
NerdWallet.com/learn more.
Thanks again to NerdWallet, our paid sponsor of this segment. NerdWallet, finance smarter.
Hey, that's my line. Finance smarter, y'all. NerdWallet Compare Inc., NMLS 1617539.
This is done. It's in the can, as they say, in the Hollywood business.
It is.
There is a young lady out there who has caught Kelce as we are currently standing here.
Yes.
Sitting here. And all she has is just the promise, we'll see if we can work this thing out.
And a TV show. I mean, the show's great.
This whole thing that she'll be on E! Last question on this subject before we take a break. We'll come back, talk some football. Did you tell Andy Reid I'm doing this thing?
We had a conversation. You know, that's a touchy subject, Rich. And I feel like I represented the Chiefs in a very well mannered. I mean, I'm not the crazy out of control guy on camera. I'm very
respectful.
Yeah, my parents raised me right in Cleveland, Ohio. So it was one of those things where I had to show everyone around the world that, you know, I am a well-mannered, up-like guy. I'm not just this crazy football player.
So did you say to Andy, I've got 50 women in the Coliseum and I speed date them down to 20 and then I stick them in a mansion and then speed date all of them, sometimes one with me and five other women at a time, and then boil it down, the time is yours, and then just sit there and say that to Andy? Did you say that?
No, I obviously, no, I didn't tell him that. So I told him I had an opportunity on TV.
So is Andy learning right now what catching Kelsey's
coach,
really all about?
I got an opportunity on TV. Do you mind?
The time is yours. Fantastic.
I love you, Coach.
Wow. Look at did you see that?
Babyface
I haven't
Kelsey.
Seen that in 8 years either. Woo.
Babyface Kelsey.
Way to hit the archive, Hoskins.
Woo.
Babyface Kelsey saying he's like just more than just that hothead on the field. Damn Great. Straight he is. Oh. Canton, here he comes. Back on the Rich Eisen show. Game time tickets. You're seeing all these great football locations on TV. People going nuts. You want a piece of it? Of course you do. Make sure you get the Game Time app and start buying tickets on the spot. Game Time Picks is a new feature that filters out all the fluff so you only see the incredible deals on great seats. You don't have to waste a single second searching through thousands of tickets. The all-in pricing feature, that's still there. No surprise fees at checkout because you see your entire total up front. The seat views, you get a panoramic view from your seat in the app before you buy. Same thing with baseball, with pennant races coming down the stretch. Perfect time for you to start buying tickets on Game Time if you already haven't. So you download the Game Time app, create an account, use my code RICH. You get $20 off your first purchase. Take the guesswork out of buying all tickets with Game Time. Terms apply. Visit GameTime.co for restrictions. Again, create an account, redeem my code RICH. You get $20 off. Download Game Time today. What time is it? Game Time. Let's go to Arthur in New York. He's first in, first up. What's up, Arthur? How are you?
How you doing, Richard?
What's going on, sir?
Oh, gosh, I'm blessed to be first time, long time caller.
Well, I got to ask, Richard, Arthur in New York, are you caught between the moon and New York City?
Oh, I am. You know I am, Richard.
Okay.
Is that the best you can do?
Dude,
How old is that reference?
Yeah, about 40 years.
Everybody knows that song.
Everybody gets crisscrossed.
Thank you.
Come on, man. Everybody listens to Yacht Rock.
Come on, Yacht Rock.
All right. Sorry, Arthur. I didn't mean to digress with my dad joke. What's up?
No, that's great. It's great. And
Thank you.
Know, Richard, you said it earlier today. It's not about me. It's really not about me, but today is a really important day in life.
Okay.
And you just interviewed Travis with the historical three-peat, you know, talk that the whole world's, oh, my God, you know. My name is A.G., the Jets psychic.
Okay.
And I'm here to tell the blissful wizard that you are something you already know.
Which is what?
I not only predict, I guarantee the Jets will not only win Super Bowl 59.
Oh, goodness.
But there is a distinct possibility that the Jets are going a perfect 20-0.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
You talk about history, Richard.
Hmm.
You talk about history, Chris.
Hmm.
We know about dynasties, right? We know about streaks. We know about history. So, Richard, you are the blissful wizard.
Thank you, sir.
Of love. You are love, love, love. All you need is love.
I've got a big heart.
Right. You are such a magical... Excuse me?
I've got a big heart, and I'm just hoping you're not as drunk as Arthur in New York was in that movie.
Oh, gosh, no.
Okay.
Dudley?
No,
I'm more...
More. Look at him.
You know, if you water the garden, it will grow. And I know what you. I know
20-0, though, Arthur. Arthur, listen, man. I know this is the time of excitement and optimism.
No, it's not about that.
What is it about?
If only you believe like I believe.
Why not?
Arthur in New York, everybody. He's going into the whole Yacht Rock right there.
Great job there.
Well done, Mike.
20-0,
coach. I mean, come on. What are we doing?
20-0, baby.
Dude, Jet fans are excited. They are excited.
Although I kind of like the Jets on Monday night, not going to lie.
I have no idea. Jets could win Monday night, come back, lose to the Titans. Easy. Yeah. I mean, this season, it's really wide open for a lot of teams. For a lot of teams. College football. Took me one half of college football for me to start drinking. Michigan did not have an easy time of it in the first half against Fresno State. Starting their new quarterbacks, plural, rotating quarterbacks. That's not...
not great, Bob.
It's not what you really want to see.
Nope.
But they came out with the dub, and that's better than a lot of other teams that were in the top 20, that's for sure. Florida State, sir. I don't know, man. I mean they got their you-know-what's handed to them, and I don't even think it didn't feel as close as the score finally indicated. Right? It was 28-13.
Yeah, no.
And congratulations to Bill O'Brien.
Yeah.
That dude can coach. He can scheme it up, man.
In college.
Maybe fine if you want to say that, but holy cow. He saw what Florida State could have exploited, and did they exploit it? Should have been 7-0 right off the bat. It was like a wide open pass dropped on third down. At any rate, Florida State went from we should be in the playoffs because we have zero losses to one loss doesn't kill you for the playoffs anymore. Now they're pushing the limits of two in a row. 0-2.
Yeah.
Jeez. Florida getting pounded by the U.
Pounded, man. And that's what they were hoping when they brought in Cam Ward as in the portal this offseason. Now that dude's a legit Heisman Trophy candidate.
He looks great.
Miami now clear ACC favorites with Clemson getting smoked over the weekend by Georgia.
And congratulations to, USC. Handing Brian Kelly a third consecutive season opening loss as the head coach of LSU football. And if you looked at him after the game, he acted like they've got five losses.
This was
the table pounding moment everybody's talking about.
Coach, is it disappointing when you have, Savion Jones kind of really rose up, Aaron Anderson, John Emery, they kind of put you in position? Is it disappointing when those guys perform and you don't get a victory?
Hell yes. I mean, and that's what I said to the team. I said, we had some guys played their butts off tonight, and we're sitting here again. We're sitting here again talking about the same things, about not finishing when you have an opponent in a position to put them away. But what we're doing on the sideline is feeling like the game's over. And I'm so angry about it that I got to do something about it. I'm not doing a good enough job as a coach. And I got to coach him better because it's unacceptable for us not to have found a way to win this football game. It's ridiculous. And it's crazy.
Yeah, he's just... Can't believe it, dude.
That's a shame.
I know you're not a fan. Notre Dame fans, I'm sure, think of the same thing.
I'm with Brockman.
But
good for USC, though. I mean,
and by the way, great win for the Big Ten. Great win for the Big Ten.
That is going to take some getting used to.
Win for the Big Ten, beating the SEC,
Exactly.
Put that on the board.
That is going to take some getting used to.
Big Ten, USC.
That was so weird looking at that on their uniforms.
I know.
Weird. Oh, yeah.
Weird.
Brock Purdy coming up with Derrick Henry and Charles Woodson in you, hour two. And by the way, the Big Ten went 16-1 this weekend. The one loss was Minnesota. To North Carolina on Thursday night. I say this. The kid at Nebraska quarterback.
Nebraska looks good.
Nebraska has got some players.
Yeah. They got Colorado this week.
I know that. And so I texted Taylor Lewan over the weekend watching Michigan struggle a little bit against Fresno State. And I know Michigan won by 20, but Texas is coming in and they looked phenomenal. Yeah. They looked national champion great out of the box.
Agree.
What, 52-0, right?
Agree.
And I understand the competition is less than and what have you. Great. But you still have to do what you did.
Yeah.
And they did.
They have a preseason. They just come out and get going.
I texted Lewan. I'm like, you may have to get yourself ready for a new thing on the bus where Will's got some real ability to crow in your face. Because that kid, Dominic Raiola, Hustrick Mahomes is what I've tried to figure it out.
Dylan Raiola.
Dylan, yeah.
Oh, what is he, Dominic? My bad.
His dad was Dominic.
I say that? Yeah, my old school. Yeah, Dylan Raiola, that kid can play.
Yeah, he can play.
Ball.
Yeah. There's a reason why he was the number one prospect coming out of high school.
Dude, he can play, and Nebraska's got some guys to catch it, too. Yeah. And now here comes Colorado.
Let's go. That's
by the way,
fun.
Warren Sapp's got to be psyched. He's got to win as a coach in the U. Mop the floor with the Gators. Mopped it.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt, movie director James Mangold.
I'd want to turn Bob Dylan into a simple character with a simple thing to unlock that then makes you go, ah, now I get him. First time I sat down with him, he said, what's this movie about, Jim? It's about a guy who's choking to death in Minnesota and reinvents himself in a brand new place, becomes phenomenally successful, starts to choke to death again, and runs away. And he smiled. He was like, I like that.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.